Create your world. Motivate. Change. Succeed. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Everyone is entitled to a blissful life, right? Join us now for Pure Talk Radio with your host, Bonnie Wirth. Bonnie is proof that you can live to improve life in all sorts of ways. If you want a better life, I mean really better, it's time to start now. Here's your host, Bonnie Wirth.
Happy Tuesday, April the 16th, everyone. I am so thrilled and grateful that you are able to join me today. I am your host, Bonnie Wirth, and I have to tell you, the emails and responses that I continue to receive from this show are phenomenal. I appreciate each and every one of my guests more than words can express. I am sending love to each and every one of you, my listeners, who continue to tune in from around the globe. I am so grateful to be a part of your journey, and I am honored that you are able to be a part of mine. Hey, Alberta, Canada, did you know that Jack Canfield is visiting your province this weekend? Jack is America's number one success coach and the beloved originator of the Chicken Soup for the Soul series. He has appeared on Larry King, Oprah, The Today Show, and numerous other shows as well. And what is even more awesome is you still have a chance to take advantage of this opportunity to see him in person. He will be in Grand Prairie as a keynote speaker this Saturday at the Experience the Peace Conference. This conference is a full 3 days of informative and fun workshops, holistic health, and there is sure to be something for everyone. The lineup of change makers at this conference is amazing. I encourage you to check it out. And for more information, visit the website experiencethepeace.com and take advantage of being able to go and listen to Jack and be a part of this man's energy and purpose. It definitely, definitely is worth your time and worth the trip. And as well, speaking of amazing opportunities, May 1st is just around the corner. Have you registered for the Experience Yourself Retreat in Sedona that I'm co-facilitating with Pamela Cushman? The VIP package opportunity is available until May 1st, and I'll tell you what, folks, it is filling up quickly. So make sure you officially register. Check out the payment plan options, whatever it takes. Be one of the first 15 women for this spiritual wellness retreat. It is just bonuses upon bonuses within that package. Visit our website, experienceyourself.net, and connect with our Experience Yourself Facebook page to stay up to date on everything that is happening. You can also visit the links for everything via my website, purehealingbybonnie.com, and as well, you know, stay connected with me on Twitter, Bonnie_Wirth. There's just a plethora of information and stuff pouring in about this event, you guys, and it just keeps getting bigger and bigger and better as the days go on. So I really, really hope that you'll follow your heart and take advantage of being there and giving yourself a little vacation from your life to really experience life in a whole new way. Well, today I'm really, really excited to have one of my soul sisters, one of my friends, one of my colleagues on the show with me today. Shannon Lee is here today on Pure Talk Radio, and Shannon is just an amazing lady. She's an energy healer out of Regina, Saskatchewan. She's trained in Reiki. She's a practitioner. She owns her own business called Inspirations. And she's all about teaching others how to make positive change in their life, how to believe in their own spirit, their intuition, and their ability to heal themselves. Shannon, good morning. Welcome to the show, hon.
Good morning, Bonnie. Thank you for having me on.
I'm excited to have you on, Shannon. And I know all kinds of things about you. Our life has pretty much been in parallel, I think, right from the get-go as young children in what our experiences have been about. But I really would like you to take an opportunity, Shannon, and share a little bit about your story. I always like people to know a little bit about the person behind what they're doing.
You bet. Well, I was raised in a very dysfunctional home. My father was an alcoholic, and I lived in a small town. And so my life from a very young age was all about keeping secrets. And it was just very difficult for me. I didn't have very many friends. I was an introvert. I spent a lot of time alone. And I always seemed to feel like I was by myself, that no one really understood me or got me. So with that, I didn't really know what to do. I was sexually abused by many people, but it started with my dad when I was 5 years old. And the funny thing about that, not funny ha-ha, but funny strange, was that I didn't remember that happening until about 6 years ago. I always knew as a child that there was something really wrong at certain moments in my life as a youngster, but I couldn't remember exactly what it was. I would have memories of feelings, places, things like that, but never really know what happened until 2006 when I was in watching a movie, and all of a sudden every memory that of anything that had ever happened to me came flooding back, and that really started my journey for finding out what my life really was about, who I was, because at that point everything prior to that was a lie to me, and I didn't really know what to do. So my searching for who I was started right then and there, and it was a painful, painful journey to get me to where I am today.
Mm-hmm. You know, Shannon, I really can understand that in so many aspects and faculties of what you're speaking about. And so that realization, you know, you grow up for so long believing that there's wrong, you're not fitting in, not understanding why. And that moment, although it's kind of bittersweet, because you have that moment of realizing of what life has been, maybe the secrets that were being told or had got you to where you were, to all of a sudden the sweetness that begins in really discovering who you are and what you're about.
Oh, absolutely. And it's interesting too, because then as soon as you start this search and finding out who you are, all of these people and experiences start to come out of the woodwork. You know, people that you never ever thought that you would meet or learn from, and experiences and opportunities that you would never, ever imagine having before. All of a sudden, they're in front of you, and you go, wow, wait a second. Mm-hmm. This is really cool. And then you just have to cross your fingers and hop on board and go along for the ride, right? Because there's no way. I had decided at that point, too, that I needed to do whatever I had to do in order to find out who I was and to heal from the past, because I had done lots of things too, right? I had been involved in churches, and I had done all of the programs for healing and healing from sexual abuse. And, you know, I had gone to Al-Anon and Alateen and done all of the stuff that I thought I needed to do in order to find out who I was and to be a good person and to be, you know, religious and all of that kind of stuff, but I never ever was really happy with it, you know, so I kept looking. And then when the real search began, it was just one thing after another, opportunities unfolding before me and going, okay, I need to try this, or I need to do this, because it's the next step, and if I don't, I'm too afraid of going back to the person that I was before, and I knew that that really, really wasn't an option.
Yeah. Yeah. And so I know from our conversations before, you had mentioned that there was actually a pastor or a minister in one of the churches that you belong to that identified you as being one who searches.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we were doing a youth event, and we had to come up with words for one another, of how we would describe one another. And so, you know, as kids, you describe one another, oh, you're fun, or you're this, or you're whatever, to describe one another. And when it was my turn, the youth pastor looked at me and he said that, Shannon, the only word that I can think of to describe you is searching. You are someone who is always searching for something. And at the time, it was like, searching? Like, what does that even mean? No, I'm not looking for anything. You know, I have a home and a family, and there was still lots of secrets, right, because we still weren't really talking about anything. And that stayed with me for a while, and then, like most things as a child, you forget about it. And then it came back to me a week ago, and I was like, wow, yeah, that really did sum up my life, until my big revelation and aha moment when everything came back. And, you know, and I guess I was still searching after that, but it was a different kind of searching, right? Because mm-hmm. Before I was searching for the perfect job, the perfect position in a church, the perfect person to be with, perfect friendships, everything like that, right? And then after that, it was just, you know what, I'm searching to find out who I am, and how can I find that out? Who do I need mm-hmm. to talk to? What do I need to do?
Mm-hmm. And so in that questioning now is saying, no, this is about finding out who I am. Would you really agree that it becomes not so much as looking outside of yourself, but changing directions and going within?
Oh, absolutely. It was interesting too, because the people who came into my life, they were saying that a lot, that happiness isn't around you. It's not what you have. It's not the car you drive. It's not the job. It's nothing like that. You need to find it inside of you. And I really, really didn't know what that meant.
Yeah.
Because I had, you know, even though my home was dysfunctional, we still had all of the stuff that we needed, right? Because my mom worked full time, my dad worked full time, and he was an alcoholic, and they couldn't spend time with me or my sister. So we'd get things, right? If I wanted this, they'd buy it. So I was never really in need or want of anything, you know? So I always judged people's lives and my life by how much I had.
Mm-hmm.
And that was how to find happiness, you know, like, and then all of a sudden it was like, you know what, I can have the nicest cars and the nicest house, but that is not going to make me happy. I need to find out how to be happy with myself and to love myself. And that was huge too, because experiencing all of the stuff that I did, I didn't turn to drugs or alcohol. I turned to eating disorders, and I was an anorexic and a bulimic, and I struggled with that for many, many years, because I wanted to be perfect, and I was searching, you know, to find happiness in my life that way too, and that didn't work either. And so it also became a journey of self-love and accepting myself for how I looked, and that was huge for me.
Yeah. And I think that really becomes what it's all about, is about, you know, when it's the moment you go within and realizing that you are the common denominator in everything that you're experiencing, and that it does begin and end with you. Mm-hmm. And that happiness, you know, we have this definition of what we believe it is and what it should be. And when we're not meeting that in mm-hmm. our life, we become very hard on ourselves. We criticize, we overanalyze the things, the would-haves, the could-haves, the should-haves, and the if-onlys, and the not being good enough.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I remember thinking a lot of times too, when I was involved in church, looking around at people and looking at myself and thinking, well, why am I not happy? I should be happy because I have all these things. I have, you know, people in the church who say they love me and care about me. You know, I have a family. I have grandparents. You know, we all lived in the same small town, and we go to grandma's after church for lunch. You know, like, do all of that stuff that yeah. most people would be thrilled to have as a family life, right? But I was not happy on the inside at all.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I, considering how much time I spent by myself writing and drawing and doing all the things that I wanted to do, I must have really, I was lonely, you know. I liked being by myself, but something was definitely missing all of my life. And it was just really sad looking back, you know, at my whole childhood and just going, wow, you know, I spent all that time looking and looking and never finding anything, you know.
Mm-hmm. And I think we all go through that, you know. And I remember when I first started on my journey, my healing journey, I remember saying very simply to my husband, I just want to be happy. Mm-hmm. And it's not that what we had in our life wasn't great. I mean, same thing, you know, I had a husband and children and a job, and we had, you know, a home and the vehicles, we had everything going on, but that contentment within happiness was missing for me. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't that, you know, what I had built or done or what I was experiencing in my life was by any chance not showing me that it existed. I wasn't feeling it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I remember reading something just a little while ago, and it said that 70% of your happiness comes from inside of you, and 30% is from around you. And I think a lot of times we really get that backwards.
Yeah,
you know,
I agree.
Which explains why so many people are searching and unhappy, because you want to fill all those holes and the voids and with things and stuff, and then when the stuff is gone, then what? You just have yourself. And if you're not happy with yourself, you know.
Yeah, yeah, exactly, exactly. And then really there begins to be this awareness that it's not anyone else's responsibility to make you happy.
No, no. Yeah. And that takes a huge pressure off too, right? Because then you're not stuck in relationships with expectations of other people, and you're not stuck in a job that you're not happy with. Once you get that understanding and say, you know what, it's about me, it's not about anybody else, then you're free to be and do what you want.
Beautifully said, Shannon. We are going to take a short commercial break here, you guys. I'm visiting today with Shannon Lee. To learn more about Shannon and the amazing services that she offers, you can visit her website at inspirations.webs.com. We will be back shortly to discuss the quest for truth in just a moment.
Live up to your fullest potential. This is the Voice America Empowerment Channel.
Bonnie Wirth is a leader in her field of metaphysical science and metaphysical ministry, helping others heal within, find hope, motivate themselves and others to discover inner peace, recognize their hidden potential, and become empowered with tools and resources that will enable them to live their personal best. Pure Magazine provides a platform for its subscribers to relate their life experiences to those of the contributors, therefore creating awareness that there are many others with similar experiences and stories, and that they are not as different from others as they think and feel they are. Each season, Pure Magazine publishes inspiring and uplifting content which motivates, supports, and empowers its readers to lead happier, healthier, and more fulfilling lives, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. Pure Magazine is full of personal life stories and inspirational messages shared by many phenomenal contributors whose participation brings Pure Magazine to the forefront of choice. Pure Magazine is sure to inspire its readers and cause their soul to soar and their life to flourish. Subscribe at www.puremagazinebybonnie.com.
Join holistic and spiritual life coaches Pamela Cushman and Bonnie Wirth and experience yourself in beautiful Sedona, Arizona, November 7th through the 10th. The greatest step towards being the loving beings we all seek to be starts by building confidence and love within ourselves. Spend a high-energy, compassion-filled weekend with Pamela, Bonnie, special guests Hay House author and radio show host Sarah McLean, and Pete Sanders Jr., MIT Honors graduate, along with your peers, discovering the true depth of the divine within yourself. For information about this life-changing event, visit experienceyourself.net and learn more about your hosts, the location for the event, special guests, and opportunities like the early bird registration discount. Take that step towards love, compassion, and peace of mind, and experience yourself in ways you have only dreamed of. Visit experienceyourself.net.
We're on Facebook, along with some of the greatest minds of the world, and that includes you. Visit us on Facebook at Voice America Empowerment.
You are listening to Pure Talk Radio with Bonnie Wirth. Find out more about Bonnie by visiting purehealingbybonnie.com. Now, back to the show.
Hey everyone, welcome back. I am visiting today with Shannon Lee. Shannon Lee is an amazing, amazing lady out of Regina, Saskatchewan, like I said earlier. And Shannon and I were just talking about her quest for truth. And part of that truth and realization was about happiness within herself. You know, the going outwards, looking for all the things to bring about happiness or to prove that she was happy and to validate it. And Shannon, you just shared a really interesting statistic with listeners in that the happiness we experience is actually, you know, 70% within us and only 30% of what's outside of us.
Yeah, that is very interesting because, like I had mentioned before too, I think we get the numbers backwards and we have too many expectations of everybody else and, you know, and telling people, well, I'm not very happy with you. Or my job doesn't make me happy. And you know what? If things externally don't make you happy, you have the power and the choice to change that. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of times we don't realize that either. We think that we're stuck, which also stops our search for happiness if we just expect everybody else to do it, to make us happy by buying us things or spending more time with us or whatever it entails. When we really need to find it inside of us, you know, and be happy spending time alone and, you know, search for the job that makes you happy. You know, like, I'm not saying it's not important to have a job that makes you happy or, you know, that the external things aren't important because they are, but to rely on them solely for your happiness, we're just going to be disappointed every time.
Absolutely. Absolutely, because we measure our happiness, you know, there's that measurement of happiness that we do based on what's happening outside of us.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, totally. You know, and yeah. I think that we are taught that from a young age, too, and especially back in the day. I can't speak so much for now, but I remember as a kid, that's what you would base your happiness on, right? Like, whether I had the newest little Barbie doll or not, that would make me happy. Or if we were going on summer vacation, and if we didn't, then I wouldn't be happy. And, you know, my parents, and I was always feeling responsible for my parents' happiness, too. And
oh,
that was probably,
yeah.
You know, part of the alcoholic and dysfunctional home, too. If my, you know, if my dad went out drinking, well, that was my fault. You know,
yeah.
If my mom wasn't happy, then that was my fault, too. So
yeah.
I shouldered a whole lot of that stuff.
You know, I did as well, Shannon. That was one of the things, you know, as a child, I remember that if there was anything going on in the home and there was, you know, there was conflict or anything, the person who was maybe angry, so say my dad was having a moment within his life where he was in that conflict, I always took it upon myself to go over and try to make him happy, to try to get him to feel loved. I had this huge innate ability, this needing to make sure that everybody else around me was happy.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And what child should have to experience that and feel that and shoulder that responsibility?
Right.
You know, that's a huge pressure. And then you carry that with you into adulthood and relationships and other
right.
people, you know. So when I would have female best friends, you know, if there's something wrong with our relationship, well, it had to be because of me,
uh-huh.
So then I would do these things, you know, to make my friend happy. And then, you know, in past relationships, well, if our relationship wasn't doing that, you know, I had to make sure that he was happy all the time. So I would do all of this and act this way, regardless of how I felt inside. It was always about the other person.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
Never about me, because my happiness, and I was taught this in church too, that you were always at the bottom of the list. It was always God and everyone else, and then you.
Yeah.
And no wonder I was always searching, because everybody around me always told me, you know, nope, your happiness needs to be at the bottom.
Mm-hmm. And our happiness then became dependent on other people, right? I mean, that's the other part of it. If those people in that list, so, you know, everyone else above you, so everyone being, you know, family, friends, community, whatever, if they weren't experiencing happy, then, oh my goodness, there was no way you could give yourself permission to be happy either.
Exactly. Exactly. Yep.
And I mean, and that's the realization, I think, that begins to happen is that, and whether it's you reach a certain age in your life, you know, what I don't know, there's many people who have different philosophies on that, you know, you get to be 30 and all of a sudden you have these awakenings or these realizations, or, you know, you're a woman and suddenly you're 40 and the world changes, your perspective changes. You know, I don't know whether age really has so much to do on it as opposed to what the journey is within it. And you talked about, you know, your aha moment that you had in realization of where your quest to find out who you were began. And so, Shannon, what were some of the initial steps that you took for yourself as you began that search?
Well, I had so many questions. And of course, the first questions that I had was, were my memories real? Did this really happen to me? So that played in my mind for a few days, and I was just like, well, I know that it happened, but still I was questioning myself. So then I started searching for answers that way, and I started sending out letters to relatives asking them if they knew of anything, which was huge for me. And I thought, well, that's kind of bold, but what else do I do?
Right.
And then I thought, well, you know what, I should really get some counseling. So I was living in Edmonton at the time and thought, well, okay, well, I'll sign up for like a counseling course from the Sexual Assault Center there. And when I notified them, they told me that there was a 2-year waiting list to get in to see any of the counselors or join any of their groups or anything unless the sexual assault had happened that day or in the past week. And so then I went, oh, great. Now what do I do?
Yeah.
And so then I went to my best friend at the time, and I told her about all of my memories and what was going on, and she said that I needed to tell my family, and I needed to tell my spouse at the time, and that was huge for me, but I knew that I couldn't live with the secret anymore because I had lived with it for over 40 years of my life. And so then I did that, and the reality of that, my dad had passed away quite a few years prior, so he wasn't alive when all of my memories came back. So there was no closure that way. So by me telling my family, it wasn't like they would take sides and say that wasn't true and we're siding with your father and you're crazy.
Yeah.
But it ended up being interesting, and it led me, for personal reasons, to not speak to my mother for 3 years because it was all about my journey and being healed and not having any sort of connection to my childhood. I just needed to do a lot of things for myself. And so then I actually had to end up moving from Edmonton back to Regina in order to get all of the help that I needed. As soon as I moved back here in 2008, I got in within a matter of a month to the Sexual Assault Center, and I did 2 years of counseling there, which helped me tremendously. And I stopped going to church, which may sound like it wouldn't be very helpful, but by doing that, I was able to actually find out what I really believed.
Yes.
Who God was to me, because I also struggled with that when I was younger, because people would talk about God as being this loving father, this caring man, and no father figure in my life was ever that to me. And so I struggled with that for a long time, because people would say, oh, God is this and God is that, and I never, ever felt that. And so, again, I was looking for happiness in a God figure, but I didn't know where to look, because it was only in the Christian faith, right, that I saw him. So then I began my spiritual journey and was just seeking whatever I could, you know, to answer my questions and to be happy and find out who I was. And with that, I was introduced to this woman who was a psychic medium, and when she talked to me about things that she would not have known about me, things about my dad and who I was and could be, right, and how to just let the past go and all of that, she became my Reiki master and was a huge, huge part of my journey and me finding out who I was. And she would I would always say, oh, I just want this to be over. I just want this to be done. I want to be on the other side. I'm tired of working and, you know, and seeking out my happiness and who I am. And she would look at me and say, Shannon, just trust the process. It takes time. You know, and then, but as you get older, you're like, but I don't have much time. I want it done now.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, and that's the other part of it. You know, you as you begin a journey like this and you're healing and looking back, I mean, we have to stop for a moment and say, you know, it took how many steps in our life, you know, to be 40, you know, years old. It took me 40 years old to get where I am. It's not going to take another 40, but it might take a couple of years, you know. There might be a little bit of quote unquote work that has to go into being able to move forward from it, but it definitely does not take another 40 years to get there.
No, exactly. You know, and then what you do in the years that it takes from your enlightening moment up until now, let's say, there's just so much work that needs to be done, you know, and you're forced to look at yourself and go, you know, I really do want to get better. I really want to be free from the past. I want to be happy with me.
Right.
And have these questions answered. So I need to do what I need to do. And I remember just being so frustrated and so many times just crying and you know, just sometimes feeling defeated and thinking I would never, ever get there.
Yeah, yeah. You know, well, and I think that you also said it perfectly too, you know, needing to step away from different areas of your life so that you could just discover what was truth for you. And I think it's that's one of the things I tell, you know, my clients and at different events that I do, it's, you really do have to develop your own personal relationship with God within you. I mean, we are being told who this God is, or, you know, and again, you know, God, I mean, please use that word in whatever connotation that fits for you, God, goddess, you know. All that is creator. I mean, for me, it's everything in the one. It's the all that is. And so when you need to really develop that relationship for yourself to find your own truths as to what that represents and what it means to you. And I think the biggest realization I had is it doesn't matter if what I believe is different from somebody else. It's truth for me. And it's in that truth that my happiness is.
And that was a hard concept for me to grasp as well, because people had always told me what it means to be happy or what your spirituality should look like, because it was in this nice little wrapped up box. You know, this is what God is, this is what church is, this is what you need to do to get to heaven, you know, all of these rules and regulations that I would follow the best that I can as a human being. But yet it wasn't doing anything for me. So then when I began my spiritual journey and there was so much in front of me that I could grasp and hold on to without judgment and without people going, oh, well, you can't believe that. You can't do that because you're going to go to hell if you do. And I truly did have people telling me that.
Absolutely.
All of my life in churches. You know, if I would ever step outside of the little box, they'd be like, oh, you can't do that. You can't do that because in the Bible it says this or because God says that.
Yeah.
You know, so then when I finally was looking on my own and going, oh, no, this rings truth to me. This is important to me, you know, and my spirit all of a sudden was excited and it was going, yep, this is what you've been looking for. Keep going. Keep going. Don't give up. Even though those moments I was like, oh, I don't understand everything about, you know, chakras. I don't understand everything about Reiki. I don't understand everything about, you know, the universe. And I felt that I needed to, but it wasn't important, you know, because I just need to know what I need to know at that time, learn it, and then move forward and learn something else.
Right. And there's this this place of acceptance that comes in. It just is what it is right now, right? It just is what it is. And you know that there's, when, you know, the spirit knows when it's ready, there'll be more. And so, you know, that trusting those feelings, trusting what is right for you, you know, like you said, your spirit began to get excited with what you were discovering.
Yeah. And that was a new feeling for me as well, because I was just so used to everything just being, meh, you know, just moving along and this is the way it is. And you know, it's funny too, because people thought that I was happy.
Yeah.
Because I pretended I was so very well. Because I still had secrets and I had this life of unhappiness that I couldn't let anybody know about because of who I was. And so to be able to be free and go, you know what, well, no, today I'm really annoyed, or, you know, this doesn't make me feel good, or, you know, whatever emotions I may be feeling too, I'm free to feel that with my newfound spirituality and being who I am, regardless of what anybody else thinks or says, because I don't need anybody else's approval. This is me. And I've worked too hard to get to where I am today to worry about anybody else. You know, family members, friends, whoever, right?
Yeah.
I was just always so worried about that.
And I think that, you know, the best word to describe that really would be authentic in who you are and what you believe in and what you're experiencing, and just allowing that to, and within that authenticity, really about a whole different kind of happiness that comes about within your life. You know, Shannon, I think that's an amazing, amazing way to look at it. And I think I really want to talk to you a little bit more, because you capitalize something that I've talked about so often, and it's about the pretending to be happy. Sometimes that's not such a bad thing. We're going to take a short commercial break right now, and we will be back in just a few seconds.
This is the home of the top life coaches, entrepreneurs, and success drivers. The Voice America Empowerment Channel.
Bonnie Wirth is a leader in her field of metaphysical science and metaphysical ministry, helping others heal within, find hope, motivate themselves and others to discover inner peace, recognize their hidden potential, and become empowered with tools and resources that will enable them to live their personal best. Pure Magazine provides a platform for its subscribers to relate their life experiences to those of the contributors, therefore creating awareness that there are many others with similar experiences and stories, and that they are not as different from others as they think and feel they are. Each season, Pure Magazine publishes inspiring and uplifting content which motivates, supports, and empowers its readers to lead happier, healthier, and more fulfilling lives, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. Pure Magazine is full of personal life stories and inspirational messages shared by many phenomenal contributors, whose participation brings Pure Magazine to the forefront of choice. Pure Magazine is sure to inspire its readers and cause their soul to soar and their life to flourish. Subscribe at www.puremagazinebybonnie.com.
Join holistic and spiritual life coaches Pamela Cushman and Bonnie Wirth and experience yourself in beautiful Sedona, Arizona, November 7th through the 10th. The greatest step towards being the loving beings we all seek to be starts by building confidence and love within ourselves. Spend a high-energy, compassion-filled weekend with Pamela, Bonnie, special guests Hay House author and radio show host Sarah McLean, and Pete Sanders Jr., MIT Honors graduate, along with your peers, discovering the true depth of the divine within yourself. For information about this life-changing event, visit experienceyourself.net and learn more about your hosts, the location for the event, special guests, and opportunities like the early bird registration discount. Take that step towards love, compassion, and peace of mind, and experience yourself in ways you have only dreamed of. Visit experienceyourself.net.
Follow us on Twitter for more great ideas at Voice America Empowerment.
You are listening to Pure Talk Radio with Bonnie Wirth. Find out more about Bonnie by visiting purehealingbybonnie.com. Now, back to the show.
Again, I welcome you back, everyone. So grateful that you were able to be a part of the listening audience today here in Pure Talk Radio. I'm visiting today with Shannon Lee. And I just realized, you know, I've been giving out her website address, but I'm going to spell that out for you guys. It's also going to be available on the host page as well here on the Voice America Network on the homepage. But also, if you want, on my Facebook page for Pure Talk Radio, I'd love for you to come over and like my page and stay connected there. I also have all of the guest bios and information there. But Shannon's website is inspirations.webs.com, and inspirations is spelled inspirations.webs.com. I thought it was really important in there, Shannon, because inspiration, how we know it to be, but I love how you've got your name and your website like that. So inspirations.webs.com. Just before the commercial break, Shannon, we were talking a little bit about the authenticity within happiness and the authenticity with being yourself and the freedom that that brings. And one of the things that Shannon began to talk about is how for so many years she pretended to be happy. You know what, Shannon, I did the same thing. I spent a lot of my time, you know, just in that pretending mode of things. People on the outside, you know, would never have looked at me and thought that I was anything but happy. They always said, "Oh, Bonnie, you're always so bubbly. You're always smiling. You're always so happy." And I really went through a lot of pretending in a very unconscious way of living. But in awakening and the realization now in a whole conscious way that pretending something is actually creating it for your life. And so in all those times that we were pretending, we were actually co-creating to bring about happiness. And so, you know, that whole pretending sometimes isn't a bad thing. And in fact, that pretending is exactly what needs to happen to co-create your life, you know, for whatever it is that you desire. Shannon, what is your take on that?
Yeah, I think that's really true, you know, and I didn't realize that at the time because I really didn't know what any of that was about, right? So I just thought that the whole pretending was what I needed to do to survive and mm-hmm. to make it to tomorrow for my children. You know, I didn't want my children to know what life was really like in the house. So I pretended everything was good because I wanted their life to be as good and normal and happy, you know, normal in quotation marks, of course,
right,
as it could be. And I think the more that I pretended, I was seeking more happiness and in my mind, I knew what I wanted to be happy. And then it came to me later on, you know, like I think it's a whole subliminal thing.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And I think it's very spirit led too. You know, I think that mm-hmm. when we're praying or we're asking for different help in our life, when we're experiencing some of those less than pleasing things that are happening, I think it's a way of our spirit guiding us to better or in answer to our prayer.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I think that when we do that, you know, when we call out to God and we say, you know, I just want to be happy. And that just brings to mind something else that I had done too, because I had read The Secret, and I had started a gratitude journal, and you know, and how they tell you to write down all the things as if you have them already, you know, write down, you know, and be thankful for not what you want, but as you have it already. So thank you for the new house that I have. Thank you for the new relationship that I am in. Thank you for all of this stuff, you know, just being grateful that way, because those were the things that at the time I wanted. For my happiness. And then as soon as I started doing that, happiness started showing up for me in ways that I never thought, you know. So even 10 years prior, when I called out to God and said, I just want to be happy, I just want this and this and that, I may not have got it then or in 5 years, but 10 years, 20 years down the road, it was like, you know what, now's the time.
Yeah.
Because let's face it, we have to go through a lot of stuff in our lives in order to realize what happiness is, you know, and who we are and who we want to be. Because if we don't go through that stuff, how will we ever know what it means to be happy?
Well, exactly. How do we define that? I mean, we can look up happiness in a dictionary and it gives us, you know, of what it should be. Mm-hmm. But according to, you know, Webster or whatever mm-hmm. dictionary you're looking in, but really truly defining happiness for what it means and represents to you is a part of the discovery, a part of the journey.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And you know, and pretending goes along with that, and bad relationships and bad situations. And, you know, though I of course don't wish anything that ever happened to me on anybody else, it really did bring me to where I am today. And yeah. along with that, you know, along with happiness, there's forgiveness. You know, for the longest time, I thought that I had forgiven people who had, you know, abused me and done things to me. And I never really truly did. You know, I would say the words, yeah, I forgive you, but I never truly felt it
right.
until my search began and my aha moment, and I realized what it really meant. And without that forgiveness, there can't be happiness either, because you still hold all of that stuff in yeah. your heart.
And it's almost like forgiveness or unforgiveness creates a block or a wall to be actually even able to discover, you know, something good in the situation, the blessing that might be there or the miracles that existed when forgiveness, the energy of unforgiveness is in the way and we haven't truly felt the forgiveness. It really prevents us from being able to see what the good that is there or mm-hmm. was there and is in our life.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And that's a whole process too, you know, like it wasn't that I remembered everything that happened to me and then within a month I was like, yeah, I forgive my dad for everything that happened yeah. and I forgive these people. No. It was a long, long journey, you know, and then I remember waking up sometimes and going, okay, I wonder if today's the day when I'll be able to forgive him.
Yeah.
No, it's not today. You know, and then I'd read stories or I'd hear other people talking about how they forgave their abusers and all this, and I longed for that moment, and it never came because I needed to focus on other things first, right? And everything takes
right.
time, and you can't do everything all at once. So that was
yeah.
that was like one of the last things that did it for me was
yeah.
the whole forgiveness thing, you know. And other people would pressure me and they say, well, you need to forgive him. You need to forgive him. Well, I'm not ready for that yet. You know,
right.
and that's the key, because people were looking at me, even with cutting relationships out of my life with my, you can't do that because she's your mom.
Mm-hmm.
And I went, you know what? I know that. And it's not like it's easy that I can just go, okay, we need to cut off contact for a while until I'm ready to deal with all of this. And we can talk about it or not talk about it or whatever that looks like. You know, I needed to focus on me for the first time in my life, and whatever that looked like or whatever that meant, I needed to do it.
Right. And so, you know, Shannon, there's the other part of this too. I mean, we could go on and on. There's all different kinds of directions we can go within all of it. But I think that, you know, one thing to really recognize is anything like this, any traumas or any past experiences that we've had, you know, it really is, there's many layers to that. So, you know, you can begin to forgive little pieces or little parts,
yep.
but it really is a gentle and unfolding process to be able to get yourself into a place of actual to say, I have forgiven. It's, you know, and people so often, you know, forgiveness can be such a touchy thing, because
mm-hmm.
really, you know, to look at how can you forgive somebody, you know, who's done that to you. And yet
mm-hmm.
you have other people are saying, oh, you know, you need to forgive.
Mm-hmm.
You get caught up in this, you know, this tug of war.
Oh,
and I think
yeah.
the most important thing is you got to take yourself out of judgment just
yeah.
to allow yourself to be where you are. Like, what if it's not wrong for you just to feel how you feel right now, to be where you are
mm-hmm.
and to, you know, you needing to cut those ties. That was
mm-hmm.
probably the best thing that you could have done for yourself as part of your healing journey, no matter what other people thought you should or shouldn't be doing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, exactly. Yeah. Yeah. And like you said, it was a tug of war, because I did have both those sides, right? You know, and then my soul was just totally torn, thinking, well, I shouldn't forgive him, you know, like, because then this will be my my chance to kind of get back at him and think, you know, I'm not forgiving you. There's
right.
no way. I'm not giving you that satisfaction, even though he wasn't alive anymore.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I thought, yeah. And then all of a sudden, and then there were people saying, no, you need to forgive. And then when it finally did come to me, I went, wow, It was a really, really cool moment. And what was interesting too was through the whole thing, there was never a point in time when I hated him or I wished that he was dead. Like I never felt any of those really, really negative things that people told me I should feel who had never experienced what I had. You know, they were always full of advice and how I should feel and move forward so you can be happy. But, yeah, I needed to feel sadness. I needed to feel disappointment and hurt and betrayal and all of those emotions in order for me to feel happiness and forgiveness and contentment and peace.
Yes.
And that was all in my own time. It wasn't in a month. It took me years from 2007, like right up until I am today. And I'm not saying that I'm totally healed, and I'm not saying that every day for me is sunshine and butterflies and rainbows, but I like who I am, and I love what I'm doing, and I'm happy with myself and the people around me. And yeah, I could never ever say that before, and I'm not pretending. That's the key too, is I'm not pretending.
And if you are pretending, you're doing it on a conscious level now, right? As opposed to that unconscious level.
Absolutely.
And so you can just say, no, you know, there's no need, because you have reached a place in your life where, you know, you accept who you are. You're good with where you are. And I think you hit one of the key things. You know, I'm no different than you, Shannon. You know, it's not like you reach this place or this and you just stop moving forward in anything. I think forgiveness and everything, it's an ongoing process. I still today am in working through, you know, with different aspects of my life to truly completely release and forgive. And I think, you know, be kind, be gentle, you know, understand that understand that it takes time, but most importantly, be compassionate with yourself.
And with that too, when every time I meet somebody or I talk to somebody, or sometimes even when I'm watching TV, things will come up and I'll go, oh, it kind of triggers something inside of me, you know, and I'll go, I thought I dealt with that already.
Right.
Oh, gee, you know, and it's a gentle reminder that goes, you know what, Shannon, you may have dealt with this part of it, but now we need to work on this part of it. And then I go, oh.
Exactly.
Okay, so let's get to it, you know, and then I'm good, and then everything's like, okay, good, good, and then all of a sudden it's like you said, you know, within the layers of an onion, then something else, you know, peels off, and then you go, oh, okay, so I guess I haven't dealt with that, let's just go for it.
Yeah, exactly. Or, you know, you dealt with what you were ready to deal with at the time, and now you can take it to a whole deeper level within you. You know, your spirit is ready for an even greater healing or incapacity than what maybe you've had before. And you know, I just love what you're about, Shannon, and what you do. I mean, not only in sharing your story to help other people, everything that you've got going on within your business, and how you continue to reach out and to bring such peace and healing and helping other people to, you know, to go through the things that you've gone through in healing, you know, recognizing that everybody's journey is unique and different and how they feel within that, but really being that go-to gal to be able to support others in ways that they need within their own journey. So, you know, really grateful to you for who you are and all that you do and all that you've got going on, girl. And again, anybody who would like to learn more about Shannon, please visit her website, connect with this lady for even daily inspiration on Facebook. Shannon, you have some of the most wonderful quotes and guidance coming through on your inspirations page on Facebook. So if you haven't already done so, I encourage you to reach out and to allow this lady and all of her awesomeness as a part of your daily life as well. Shannon, thank you very, very much for being on Pure Talk Radio.
Thank you very much for having me here. Well, here, not there, here. It's been wonderful. And as always, we have such amazing chats and conversations. And thank you for letting me talk about me.
Absolutely, Shannon. Like I said, just thrilled to have had you. And to each and every one of you who tuned in today, thank you so much for taking time out of your life and your day to be a part of the show. Your energy, support, and love is felt at this end and gives me every reason to continue doing what I'm doing. So blessings to each and every one of you. May your day be everything you have created it to be and so much more.
Thank you again for joining us. Be sure to listen for Pure Talk Radio with Bonnie Wirth live every Tuesday at noon Eastern Time, 9 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. Now, go live your life the way it was meant to be lived. We'll see you here again next week.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.